Hey guys, thank you for checking out the Cairo Compass podcast. In this first episode, I'm going to tell you about our mission and our vision.
You're listening to the Cairo Compass podcast with Dr. Norm DeBalos.
Hey guys, welcome to the Cairo Compass podcast. Our mission here is to help prepare students and new graduates for the real world of chiropractic practice. My goal is to help you guys get all the information you need before you get into practice. We have a few episodes already, but eventually I want to get you guys all the information and guidance that you'll need from across the chiropractic world. You're going to hear from recent graduates, so you're going to hear what they did and how you can learn from their successes and even from their mistakes. You're going to hear from doctors who've been in practice for several years, and you're going to learn from their experience on what they're proud of and what they wish they would have done differently. We're going to interview doctors with varying specialties, including pediatrics, sports chiropractic, insurance practices, cash practices, small town chiropractors, and big city chiropractors. You're also going to hear from doctors and students from around the world, including the US, Europe, and hopefully Asia and more. And finally, I'm going to be interviewing people with expertise in other areas, accountants who can tell you how to set up your business, malpractice insurance reps, chiropractic coaches, and even other podcasters. So who am I and why am I doing this? My name is Dr. Norm DeBalos. I graduated from Life University way back in 2001. Now, I'm not one of those seminar speakers who brags about how they were successful right out of school, and if you use my magic formula, then you'll be successful too. I'm actually quite the opposite. I struggled. I struggled for several years. In the beginning, I listened to the wrong people. I listened to professors tell me how to succeed, even though some of them weren't even in practice. I listened to seminar speakers who told me all I had to do was believe in chiropractic. I listened to technique gurus who told me that the key to success was a certain technique. I signed up with a few management companies who told me all I had to do was follow their system. Now, I'll probably get into the details on a future episode, but in summary, my experience is that I've been in practice for 20 years. I've been an associate. I've been an independent contractor. I've been an owner. I've bought out other practices and I've sold other practices. I've owned multiple practices at the same time, and I've had other chiropractors working with me. All in all, I think I've worked with 12 chiropractors from a business perspective. And to be honest, I was screwed over by nine of them, nine out of the 12. Now, in school, it seems like we're all on the same team. We're all trying to give, love, and serve. But unfortunately, that's not the case sometimes in the real world. And it's a shame because as chiropractors, you know, we're all in the service business. You think we'd all be looking to help each other. But honestly, in the real world, it's not always like that. But I do firmly believe that if I had known a few key things back in school, I wouldn't have allowed myself to be taken advantage of like that. But ultimately, I'm now very happy where I am. I get to practice back in my home state of Hawaii. It is paradise. It's everything you think it is. And now I can get back to focusing on why I love being a chiropractor, helping others. So that brings me to our vision and why am I doing this podcast? I want to do my part to help the next generation of chiropractors to succeed. If you guys can succeed more quickly, then you can focus on helping more people. If you struggle, then you begin to compromise and you need the patient more than the patient needs you. Back when I was in school, I had several classmates who were, I thought were going to be great chiropractors, but they were overtaken by the struggle and they dropped out of the profession altogether. And it's a shame, not just because I wanted them to succeed, but ultimately, the hundreds of lives they could have helped in their patients, they're not going to be able to help them now because they're not in the profession anymore. So there is a reason why I chose the sea turtle as the symbol, as the artwork for this podcast. I feel like chiropractic graduates are like hatchling sea turtles and they're all trying to get to the ocean. Unfortunately, a lot of them don't make it. Some are snatched up by certain predatory management companies. Not all management companies are bad, but there are certain ones that, you know, they prey on students and the fact that the students don't know a whole lot yet. Some of the new graduates are swallowed up by a head doctor who gives them an unfair associate agreement. They don't pay them very much and they really work them to death. And then some other graduates, they try it on their own and they venture out into the open ocean and a lot of them end up starving and lost. So my goal is to empower chiropractic students and new graduates so they have a better chance of surviving and ultimately a better chance of thriving. I read a quote a long time ago that said, "Be who you needed when you were younger." So that's why I'm doing this. I wish I had had a resource to go to that would give me information and guidance that would prep me for what the real world of chiropractic practice was like. In the meantime, what you can do now is, first, you can click subscribe, if you wouldn't mind, so you don't miss any future episodes. You can also check out some past content on chirocompass.com. To be honest, I've not updated that site in a while, so it is going to be a little out of date, but I'm planning to do that soon. Third, you can request to join our Facebook group by searching for The Chiro Compass on Facebook. Now, I do make that one by request only, just to keep out the salespeople. When I first started that page or that group years ago, I had some salespeople get on there and started spamming people. So now I make it request only. So go ahead and submit that request, and I'll go ahead and approve you. And if you're really bored and you're looking for content, you can look up Chiro Compass on YouTube. I made a bunch of videos way back when I was an adjunct professor at Life University, but honestly, I've not uploaded videos in a while there. Well, I hope this is the beginning of a podcast that can help move the profession in the right direction. So to use a chiropractic analogy, rather than treating the symptom of a doctor who's been struggling in practice for several years, I'd rather intervene early and fix the cause of it before it becomes a problem. So please enjoy the podcast, and if you don't see the answers to your questions, please leave a comment so I can find the experts who can answer your questions. All right, take care.